The reaction to the news that U.S. Senator John McCain, a war hero and former presidential candidate, has died after an ongoing battle with brain cancer. More from VOA correspondent Michael Bowman.
In his waning months, John Sidney McCain continued to speak vigorously about America.
We are blessed. We are living in the land of the free. A land where anything is possible.
The son of a U.S. admiral, McCain became a Navy aviator and flew bombing missions during the Vietnam War. Shot down and captured by the North Vietnamese in 1967, he endured more than 5 years of torture and deprivation as a prisoner of war. McCain ran twice for president as an independent-minded Republican, securing his party's nomination in 2008. Many will mourn his passing, but McCain remained upbeat to the end. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Newly elected Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison paid respects to McCain.
He embodied everything that we respect and value and love about our American friends. They are like family, and his loss today is like the loss of a family member to us as Australians.
And former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama also issued a statement sending their heartfelt condolences. A drone strike has killed the leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abu Saad Arabi, along with 9 commanders. The overnight missile attack occurred during a troubled eastern Nangarhar province district where the terrorist group locally known as ISKP is headquartered. Afghan intelligence officials and international forces assisted in the counterterrorism operation. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of 3 top security officials. A government spokesman said that Ghani had asked the 3 to remain in office and remain and work towards the betterment of the security situation. The resignations were tendered just hours after Afghanistan's National Security Advisor abruptly resigned Saturday amid rising violence across the country and high numbers of battlefield casualties, the Taliban insurgencies now inflicting on government forces. In Ireland, Pope Francis met with survivors of abuse by priests. Paul Redman was among those meeting with Francis, and he heads a group of homes for sex abuse survivors.
He came back at the end and apologized to all of us for what had happened to us. And the thing that really shocked us all was when he was talking to survivors about cover-up and corruption in Rome itself, he literally referred to these people as caca. And his translator again was kind of shocked and asked the Pope to clarify. And the Pope literally did some hand gestures and said, caca, they are filth in the toilet.
And Pope Francis' visit to Ireland comes at a time when sexual abuse crisis around the world is rising. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake has hit western Iran, and it's killed at least one person, injured dozens more. The earthquake hit a province early Sunday. The epicenter of the quake struck cities near Iran's border with Iraq at a depth of approximately 10 kilometers. Media reports say that the earthquake was felt in Baghdad, that's Iraq's capital, which is more than 300 kilometers from the Iranian border. Emmerson Mnangagwa has been officially sworn in as the president of Zimbabwe. This follows a bitterly contested election. He did take the oath of office Sunday before thousands of spectators in the stadium in the capital. His election last month was the first in decades without longtime leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot, and he was legally challenged by his main rival Nelson Chamisa, the opposition movement for democratic change candidate. He won 50.8% of the vote, but his inauguration was postponed by a court challenge. Catholic bishops, Albania and Ireland have all agreed to take the 140 migrants blocked aboard an Italian Coast Guard vessel, announcing the end of a 10-day standoff over the asylum seekers, but making clear an angry Italy could avenge a perceived lack of overall European Union solidarity by refusing to approve the bloc's next multi-year budget. The Italian Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, who leads the anti-migrant league party, refused to let the migrants off the Coast Guard vessel. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive.